So thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Harold, and I'm very happy to be in the Tickle community. And well, when those guys thought we will make again a conference, I always make a presentation. I have perhaps nothing to say, but for me, community work is very important. That's also why I'm here. So. How do you get? You don't have something to switch to the next page? Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I will take that one. Okay, yeah, good, great. So, so today I want to speak about image metadata. Usage and discussion, and the plan is about, well, my company, about the image metadata, which is an old format solution, the image format handler, metadata proposition, handler implementation, and basically the biggest part of the talk is about TCL activities and wish list. Okay. So basically it is to come from that one to that. Hope you see anything, it's quite blue. So oh, half's missing, no problem. So my company, which is a five-person company in Naumburg-Saale, which is, well, in Burgenland, Austria know where that is, it is around Erfurt. So we are barcode specialists, so quite deeply, I'm ISO editor for data metrics, for validation. I'm in the European Commission to tell them how to do hygienic certificates and all this stuff, so quite powerful at this point. But in reality, I'm a computer nerd, and I'm sitting at the computer all day and writing programs and sell them to companies. The companies are BMW, VW, Volkswagen, DHL. So if you see barcodes from those guys, they are all specified by our companies and read by software we did. But many, many small companies, mainly in the medical device sector. So here to the left, you see a medical device. What you don't see very well, because it's quite blue, is this code on. So here's the data metrics code on. And in history, when I was a kid, 16 years old, I have invented this guy. Later, we came this one, which I got from the space shuttle project, and then it got on my desk, and now it's with my kids. Yeah, so that's basically what we are doing. So let's go to the image format. Oh, it's quite funny, because that's the end of the last slide, and that's now the half of the next slide. That's not too bad. Yeah. I suppose you have opened it in the browser, so the PDF in the browser, and that it doesn't go to page mode. Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh. No, it is, the size is not correctly, so it's one of the half of it. Okay, that's funny. I've never seen that. But, well, you know, my company is hard protected due to data protection, and now I often come to companies and they have all those Microsoft Teams stuff and so on. It's always the same stuff. The basic stuff doesn't work anymore. Yeah, okay. So I'm sorry. Last time the bottom of the slides were blue, now it's worse. Now the bottom of the slide is here. So quite interesting. Yeah, what is image format metadata? It is any data which is contained in an image format which is not the bitmap. So my use cases is typically the resolution field, which controls the size when it is inserted, when an image is inserted in LaTeX, in Word, and so on. In my case, the image is mostly a barcode RFID. So we put it somewhere on a label, and then it gets large like that, and anything blocked, so that was the main application why I needed that functionality. So we use text embedded in GIF formats to control an automated quality system. So we have samples, And the commands what to do with those image is in the text comment of the GIF. So we have a library of GIFs, and in the GIFs there are commands, okay, here you have, the result should be that, and here the result should be that, and so that's written in the text with a pseudo language. So that's another application is. And lately, there was a ticket about animated GIFs. And I want to use that ticket to guide a bit today about the speech. So here's the second part of it. On the right side, you see the typical Windows dialog. When you look on properties of Windows, and what it shows is all those metadata, which is also included in the image. Okay, let's scroll. That's fun. The image command photo metadata. In 2010, I had the problem, and at this time, it was proposed to solve it like that. So the problem was to write the resolution into the image file, and the proposal was to add the information to the format specification. So minus format, BMP, space, minus resolution, and then the resolution, and so on. It was proposed by Jeffrey Hobbs, and as always, Jan Neidmans was present on the stage and helped at this time. He was at this time for the image patch responsible and doing that. So thank you for that. And this interface was proposed by Jeffrey, and I couldn't believe it. I thought that's a bug. That's not an interface. It's just not beautiful. What can we do? But if you dive into the details of TK, the format string, what is behind format, is the only way to tell something to the driver. There's no other channel. It's not the driver, it's the handler. It's called handler. So handler is a small code. Next slide. And that's the only possibility. And as you have seen later on, even this format found its way in the core. So when we look in the core in the current 8.6, for example, the GIF, we have a minus index 2 specification the same way. So this way of telling something to the driver is also in the core. Of course, that only works direction from script level to the driver, not the other way around. Driver cannot tell anything upstream by this way. Oh, I tried again to press here the button. It doesn't work. Some words about the image file format handler. The image file format handler is an extensible structure inside of TK. And by calling this TK function, TK create photo image format, you can create additional handler. The handler, first of all, has an ID, which is GIF or PNG or something like that, so a string. And then have a bunch of functions. And there's one function which is a match function, and the second function is to read. So basically what is the idea is, if you get image data like here, you have the image data, and now, for example, you want to put it in an image, what happens is that you have a loop, and each match function of each driver, and if you have the image patch installed, then can be 30, 40, 50 drivers, is called with the data. Data is presented, and the driver should quickly say, okay, that's my data or not. That's GIF data or not. That's PNG data or not. And especially interesting is it with a SVG, where the whole thing was passed, and at the end, if it didn't work, we said, okay, that's not SVG. Okay, but we have already read much, we have did much passing, so that's an abuse of this functionality. And later on, there was a patch by Paul Overmeyer to not do it like that. I don't know who it was. Perhaps Christian Werner, the solution was taken at the end, I don't remember. Okay, but that's how it works. So we have this loop, and the interesting of the loop is, if you have a file, the file extension is not presented to the image handler. He doesn't know the file extension. So typically you would say, okay, this .gif, but the .gif information is not fed to the handler. So that's how it is designed. So we always look by data, and yeah, that's how it works. So if one driver says, okay, that's my data. The driver gets a second call, and now he has more time, or can take more time, to copy the image data into the image and basically to read it. Okay, I scroll a bit up. Hop-de-wop. So the white part is here. If I write I write something, here you don't have this looping and so on. You must specify the file format, and on the white part, the extension is used to select the right driver or the right handler to write. Okay, good. And what's also just a warning of this structure, if nothing matches, if the driver doesn't understand, he doesn't say, I don't know. He uses a standard driver, which is RGBA, so the data is interpreted as RGBA, and mostly you get just nonsense. That's fun. Okay, so to say, it troubled me that the interface was not beautiful. So I was troubled about beauty. I think that was my motivation to get active, and I didn't know which adventure path I took. It took 3 years to work it out, and it was really hard trial and error to dive deeply into this driver and into this infrastructure and to analyze the C code which inside. So tip 529, add metadata, supported of course by Jan. Who else? Finally got its way into the core, and it is an 8.7 tip. So 8.6, not available. Sorry for that. We have a new, what is proposed, a new multi-purpose input-output channel, which is a dict, which is called metadata, but that is a meta description. So it's basically an input-output channel. We can tell something to the driver, to the handler, and we can get something back. Something back's totally new. So what happens here? For example, image create photo I, and we read a file, and then we read the metadata, and each file now has a metadata attached. And here's in DPI 99 and aspect ratio 2:0. So that was metadata, which was in this PNG file, and we get it as a feedback back. And if we want to write something, so that's the new way to write what was before in the format stuff. Now you can just set the metadata, DPA 100, and you write it out, and it will be in the file. So you can set it like that. What happens if we have multiple metadata? So we already have an image, which of course has maybe have metadata, and we configure the file, so new metadata is read in. The metadata is joined. So we can have combinations of two. So you can set something in the front. You can also set keys in the metadata. That's not true. You can replace it as a whole. But you can read it, replace something, and write it back. So you can configure it, minus metadata, and set something. And then you can, for example, configure minus file, which means the file is reread. The re-rendering is triggered, and also the metadata is read again, and it is joined. So the two ones are now joined. Okay, so that's the script level interface. And I want to motivate you. Perhaps, well, you don't remember, I have made a lot of implementation. I have EXIF implementation I had in the core and so on for typical metadata. And in the discussion for the tip, there were no support for that. So I have put it to the minimum. I had a lot of additional stuff included there, but there was no support for the core at this time. And so it was removed. It's, of course, still in the fossil available. And what was one purpose is to make it the handler author very easy to use that. So the contract to the handler is that the handler always get an unshared empty dictionary. And the TK framework cares about the rest. So here we can check, okay, the driver now or the framework now wants metadata, and I just make a TCL dict object put, and I put a new key in. I don't have to care about shared object, and then so all TK cares about the rest. That required, of course, a new image handler format. We have on the legacy level, the old one was not there. Jan made a lot of efforts to say, okay, we will find compatibility. I was against it because I wanted to have it easy to the image handler author to write it, and that was what was finally happening. And I thank to the author of the image patch, which is a very funny name for this package, to then have used all that to feedback eventual metadata. Good. So that was the main presentation, what is presented today. And now I want to come to some community projects. What is currently in vogue, encoding convert from convert to, to give a bit ideas what's happening here. So the current encoding framework of Tickle, if there are any multi-byte sequences in input and they're incomplete, the last byte, which it cannot process, is just added as verbatim data. So you have spurious data in, and you don't know that this data originated from incomplete multi-byte sequences. So my use case, I receive a bunch of data from a device, but I don't know if they are multi-byte sequence were chopped in the middle, so I don't know if they are complete. And then if I feed it to convert to, I get spurious stuff at the end, and the next byte, next bunch, where the half one, there's the same happening. So that's annoying. And the second point, in the other way around, if we use convert to and we have a character which cannot be converted, it's replaced by a question mark. So tip 607 minus fail index addresses this point, thanks to Jan for the framework, and I have implemented the code. So we can say minus file index I, which is the 87 command, and then we get the result, which is the part which could be encoded, which is the A2 point, and the O2 point is not complete because I have cut up half of it. It's a two-character sequence, and we see that after this one, the next one, there's a problem. Okay. Also warning down here, there was tip 601, and tip 601, there's no strong, nothing coming anymore, okay. Tip 601 basically changes the way channels are handled, that now, instead of making replacements, there are errors coming up. This may happen at any place where you use channels and so on. So that's quite a big change, a breaking change of 9.0. So please be aware of that if you write 8.7. And in 8.7, there's a minus 9 complain, no complain option, which you can use in 8.7 to say, okay, at the moment, that doesn't do anything, but when I will switch to 9.0, then I will have the old behavior. So warning about that. Yes? Encoding convert to and convert from.
Okay, I think because it was about the channel subsystem.
The second phase here is not about the channel subsystem, the first one, but it is in tip 601. Okay. Yeah, at the channel subsystem, you cannot do anything. It will switch from in 9.0 to, if there's something like that, error. Okay, good. I want to tell a bit about Androwish, so I'm using Androwish to and I want to give thanks to Christian Werner, great person. I don't know what is in his head, but it's incredible. So for you, that's a barcode scanner device. So here you have a barcode scanner in front. Sorry, that was on switch. I hate Androwish. And here's the red button where you can scan the code. and then it shows an analysis of it. So I give it in your hand. Please take a bit care. It's a brand new device. I want to sell it still, so if you want to play a bit. What you can see here is a AV dark seam, and you can, with two fingers, enlarge it and make it smaller. You can press the buttons. You can open the menu by the hamburger stuff. So just to see, get you a bit a look of feel, and by the small button, you can close it, so that's also active. So what can we do on usability in AndroWish is a bit feeling for you. Please take care with the device. And here's a barcode on you for testing. Okay, so, well, also on the Y key, we have still massive problems with AndroWish and the screen. And I had the project to rewrite a lot, but it didn't happen. TK message box is still quite annoying, so you can add that to have it at least on the screen. So AV Dark theme is a great theme for AndroWish. It looks quite native, I would say, but unfortunately, the developer was angry about our community and left it, and oh, it's always way hard. And no real solution for the file dialog. So file dialog doesn't really work. And last one I want to show is the LUC project by Christian Werner. So here is something I've done. So it is ISO standardization. There's a demo application. You have the Tickle source code here. And if you want to build it on some and modify it, here you have by Christian Werner this LUC Lean AndroWish construction kit, so you can choose your target, you can drop the script, and you have the final executable. So that's incredible how it works, and it really works like a charm. So thank you for that. Okay, next part is Scrollotil news. So new is this one for to select a page, so it's a page selector here with scroll wheel support and so on, quite great. And new are those flashes to scroll when you have a tab notebook and there's no space. And that was annoying me now for 10 years because I have used bwidget, and bwidget we have that, and now in TTK, there's no solution, and if you write on the mailing list, they all cry, wrong UIs design and so on. So there's no way to do that, and I was way unhappy, and now Xabar just does it. And and I had, 1 week ago, I had two big bugs. So we had an endless loop in here, and TLS encryption. So with TWAPI, so with Ashok. And Ashok and Xabar, I have made the bug reports, and I think both of them worked for me 3-4 nights, and I was all the time there and giving feedback, and it was just incredible. Anything is solved, so thank you a lot.
Thank you for insisting.
Yeah, but that was also, my bug description was way bad. So I have said, I have added a tab and it is an endless loop. And at the end, I found out, but after long times, I have also deleted two tabs and added one. And yeah, I did many things I never reported and so on. Okay, so TWAPI, Windows, TCL Windows API, 4.7.2 is, you will not, there's no announcement, it is now on the download, and it fixes big bugs in the TLS. So it's always about error reporting. So if you had a bad certificate, it didn't show up, the event didn't fire, the fconfigure minus error ran in an error, it was not funny. But I invite you, the TLS is a big problem, it is a big minefield. And to make it right is really complicated, and together with the HTTP package, which was also crashed by that. So you need that, but you need much testing. And I don't want to know what TCL TLS does with all the examples there in the ticket, maybe someone may try them. Okay, so I think as a community we should think about that. So again, I've said something quite powerful. If you want to look what is Tickle 8.7, please look to the blog by Ashok, who has made a 12-part blog on use on it. Thank you a lot.
So shall we open it for question, or was that the lead over to the next point on our schedule?
I think it was a lead over, because that's my important hard point. And yeah, I may sit down here perhaps with other people, so we sit more in a circle. And yeah, but I don't know.
Campfire.
Yeah, campfire, yeah. Yeah, what I would propose is, well, it's not my turn, but that Jan Neidmans gets a fixed microphone as only person from the TCT here. And it is not to roster Jan, but Jan is knowing the best and the most active, and I think he can, what was also in the meetings like that, if Jan is there, he can directly ask questions which nobody else can answer. That is, it's just like that, yeah. No, I think it's now.
It's now. The session is now.
I would suggest that we stop the screen for a second.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe we eventually can take the
Yeah.